Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Joseph Skiad, the Minister of Tourism and Sport for the province of Alberta. First of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Absolutely. Great to be with you.
All right. Main thing we wanted to talk about here is the Every Kid Can Play program. This was an announcement that you made about trying to make kind of kids' sports more affordable for accessibility and those kinds of things. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how this is all working here?
Well, that's a great intro for it. Every Kid Can Play is an opportunity to get more kids out being active, involved in organized sports and recreation, and making sure that in these difficult times of affordability and inflation, that parents aren't having to make those tough decisions between, you know, buying groceries and paying the mortgage or being able to get their kids to play sports. And so this is a great opportunity to get more kids active, out the house, being physical, and being healthy.
And certainly we talk about sort of healthiness for kids and not just the physical sense, but also kind of some of the mental side of things as well, just being around, you know, meeting friends and, you know, kind of group activities, that kind of things. Like how much can this sort of really benefit kids in the province?
Well, I think it's huge. As an athlete myself, or a former athlete, I should say, you know, there are so many things that it's even difficult to measure, but, you know, learning how to be part of a team, problem solving, communication under pressure, dealing with pressure, all of it leads to just better social skills, and these are skills that people take and kids take in through the rest of their lives. And I'm a firm believer that healthy kids make healthy teens, and healthy teens make healthy adults, and those healthy habits carry you through the rest of your life.
Now, one thing I know around here that particularly after we kind of came out of COVID, it was that there were a lot of kind of minor sports organizations that really had sort of trouble getting people involved just due to some of the costs involved and whatnot. Now, with having this program set up here, do you think this could kind of have some sort of benefits for a lot of these sports organizations as well?
Absolutely. Coming out of COVID, we had the Return to Play grant program that was $4 million. And so we saw that it was a success. So we decided to double it to $8 million, which is what we have now. And so what this actually does is it entitles kids to have access to up to $350 to cover registration fees for organized sports around the province. And what's really nice about it as well is the parents applying for this through KidSport, which is, by the way, I will say, a tremendous organization, and I'm looking forward to working with them on this. The parents aren't paying out of pocket, so they'll work with KidSport and register online with them, and KidSport will work with the nonprofit organizations to get those fees covered directly instead of having to wait for a reimbursement, because sometimes cash flow can be an issue as well, and we want to make sure that kids aren't prohibited from playing sports because of the cost of registration fees.
Now, when it comes to people wanting to maybe get in on this program, how can they go about sort of applying for that?
Great question. So there's actually three streams of the $8 million grant. The first stream is the registration portion, and so they'll go to kidsportcanada.ca/Alberta, and they can register there, and KidSport will work with the organization for the registration fees and take it from there. The other two streams are for provincial scope and more community scope organizations that are nonprofits. The second stream is about $3 million, and that can apply for, and where organizations with a provincial scope can apply for up to $100,000 to cover things like facility rentals and equipment rentals. And then the third stream is about $2 million with a cap of $25,000 grant for more community-based organizations. And those two streams that I just mentioned, you can get information about that at alberta.ca and walk through the process. But registration for, applying for the registration fee covered portion with KidSport, that's open as of yesterday, and it is a first-come, first-served basis.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw out a little personal question to kind of show that these politicians are people too. Now, of course, it is the summertime right now. A lot of people like to maybe go out and explore different areas of the province. You yourself are the MLA for the riding of Cardston-Siksika. What are some interesting things happening in your constituency this summer that maybe people may want to check out?
Oh, absolutely. So we have our Cardston Heritage Days coming up here. I believe it's August 12th. That's a lot of fun. There's parade and activities for the family. Same day, Nobleford is having some activities as well. Throughout the summer, there's all kinds of activities throughout Cardston-Siksika and places like Vulcan, Vauxhall, McGrath. In fact, McGrath, the McGrath Town Celebrations is this weekend, so I encourage people to get out there. And I know it's not in my constituency, but I have to plug Waterton National. It's absolutely gorgeous. And so if you ever get a chance to get down to the south, you got to check out Waterton as well. But it's just on the border, so I can so I can promote that as well.
Definitely sounds like some interesting things going on down there. Joseph Scow, the Minister of Sport and Tourism for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for the chat. Appreciate it.